there is going to be a tribute to those who worked in the Low Country, parts of South Carolina and Georgia, where rice plantations were in place. So it's South Carolina and Georgia, where there were rice plantations and a lot of people who were exploited and enslaved while working on those plantations. And it's a pleasure to welcome somebody who can tell us a little bit more about it. Her name is Etta Fields Black. Good morning, Etta.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today. I know you've got a busy schedule. When I learned about this, I really wanted to share it with more folks. I know that Requiem for Rice is going to be shown. And tell us just a little bit about everything you're going to be doing in the month ahead.
Okay. Well, the Requiem for Rice is going to be an orchestral choral dance production, which will open in Charleston in 2017. And currently, we are in the process of developing it, and we have received, it's been chosen as a performance initiative by Carnegie Mellon University's Center for Arts and Society. And so some of the development will take place here in Pittsburgh. Other parts are occurring in South Carolina and in New York. And as you said, it is really a tribute. It's a requiem in the classical sense of the word, of Verdi's Requiem, let's say. It's also an African and African-American take on the Requiem to honor Africans who were enslaved on rice plantations in South Carolina and Georgia during the antebellum period, where there were very horrible living and working conditions. And so we want to raise awareness and educate people about this very important history. These were some of the wealthiest planters in the U.S. South, with some of the largest plantations and some of the highest death rates in the U.S. South. We want to raise awareness about the sacrifices and the sufferings of the enslaved on these plantations, but also the very important role that their labor and their ingenuity played in the U.S. economy. So during the month of April, and I should say that there's a very illustrious and wonderful creative team, of which I am a very small part, some very well-known African-American artists, who are coming together to create this memorial production. Julie Dash, who is an award-winning filmmaker, maker of Daughters of the Dust, the first major studio release by an African-American woman, and it won the Sundance Award for Cinematography in 1991. Julie Dash is one of the producers, and she will actually be in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon on Monday, April 4th, giving a university lecture at 4:30 p.m., and then doing a public program, really a dialogue with local filmmaker Billy Jackson at Homewood Library on Tuesday, April 5th at 5:30. Jonathan Green, who is an internationally renowned visual artist and painter who captures Gullah culture, as he remembers it as a child in his paintings, is the executive producer. A wonderfully emerging composer, Trevor Weston, is composing the score, and I'm writing the libretto. The Requiem, when it opens in 2017, will open at the Color of Music Black Classical Musicians Festival in Charleston, and it will be played by the Color of Music Black Classical Musicians Festival Orchestra. And we are bringing, the Requiem is bringing a string ensemble, the Virtuosi of the Color of Music, will perform in Pittsburgh on April 27th at Carnegie Mellon University's Kresge Theater at 7:30. And that's a Thursday. And Friday, April 29th, they will do a second performance at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. And I actually misspoke. Both performances are at 7 o'clock on the 28th of April at Kresge Theater at CMU, and on the 29th at East Liberty Presbyterian Church.
And this, first of all, the opportunity to attend the lectures, whether it be at Carnegie Mellon on Monday, April 4th, 4:30 to 6 o'clock, or whether it be at the Homewood Library, which is going to be Tuesday, April 5th at 5:30, will help you learn more about this Julie Dash, the filmmaker, in town for both of these. But then the concerts you just mentioned, you know, stated very directly, which I think is important. You don't see many African-American classical musicians in terms of portrayal in film, television, other traditional media. And for goodness sakes, there are African-American people at orchestras and chamber ensembles and who have worked so hard. So what's happening with the performance you have is really exciting, and you'll get a chance to meet a number of people. I think Lee Pringle is the musical director that will be part of it. And who else will be in the ensemble that will be on hand again in late April?
The conductor will be Marlon Daniel, who is the music director for Les Ensembles du Monde in New York. And we'll have a wonderful array of very renowned string musicians. Lee draws musicians really from around the world, all of whom are people of African descent. And as you said, it's a rare opportunity to see an all African American, an all black, I should say, because he has had musicians from Russia and other parts of Europe and the Caribbean and Africa, all who are experts and just, you know, very well renowned in their field. I also wanted to say that something that I think is unique about the Requiem, typically people, including African Americans, do not associate African Americans with classical music. And so The Color of Music has done such a wonderful job over the past 4 years of highlighting and educating its audience about the very important role that blacks have played in classical music. And I think the Requiem is fairly unique in wanting to take a classical music form and use it to express African and African-American history and culture. I think quite often we get pigeonholed into hip-hop and pigeonholed into jazz, and I don't say that to take anything away from those art forms. What I'm saying is that we as black people can express ourselves in any way we see fit. And we were very attracted to the spirit, if you will, of the Requiem and the mass for the dead, and the opportunity to use that to speak through that, if you will, to tell this painful and beautiful story, and also to honor the dead and to honor their sacrifices and honor their sufferings, and to transform that genre into something that speaks about the African and African-American experience. So I think that's something that's unique about the Requiem, and I hope that this will help the African-American community also to look at classical music and classical genres as our own as well. And so many jazz performers were trained, you know, they started in classical music. You know, they're classically trained, and then they embrace jazz. And so I think that there's a lot of commonality in there that is not necessarily seen. And so this is an opportunity to really build bridges and to tell a different kind of story.
Well, I'm delighted you could be with us today. Now, the Color of Music we were just talking about, the website, use the British spelling of color, COLOUR, of music.org, color the British way, of music.org, to learn more about the festival, the appearances. in April. You mentioned the East Liberty Church, Presbyterian Church, and can you tell me the places and dates again?
Yes, the first performance will take place April 28th, 7 p.m. at Carnegie Mellon University's Kresge Theater. That's in the School of Music at Carnegie Mellon University. That's at 7 p.m. And then April 29th, Friday, 7 p.m. at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. Those
Excellent.
Are the Color of Music virtuosi performances.
And then right around the corner, Julie Dash with her lectures April 4th and April 5th at Carnegie Mellon University and Homewood Library, respectively.
That's correct. Monday, April 4th at 4:30, Julie Dash will give the University Lecture Series lecture at Carnegie Mellon in 100 Porter Hall. And on Tuesday, April 5th at 5:30 at Homewood Library, she will conduct a conversation with local filmmaker Billy Jackson, and that will be followed by a dessert reception. And we are partnering with the Simbin, the Film and Arts Festival, to bring Julie Dash to the Homewood Library. And we're very excited about, not only about the lecture, but about the opportunity for members of the community, we hope, to really sit down and talk with Julie Dash and get to know Julie Dash and to ask her all kinds of questions about her decades-long life work, and some very iconic films which have made history.
Well, Etta, thank you so much for being with us this morning. A safe trip to Pittsburgh coming up, and we'll look for you, at both of those locations this week, and again a little bit later in the month. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Larry, for having me.
Take care.
Have a great day.
And requiemforrice.com is how you can learn more about the film effort.